My favorite place in the world is a long, winding dirt road running alongside the Vermilion River in northwestern Montana. The wilderness is my sacred space and home to beavers, otters, muskrats, golden eagles, a whole chorus line of bullfrogs, and of course mountain lions and bears of all shapes and sizes. We built our house on the Vermilion River, a waterway which noisily rushes down into a turquoise bay surrounded by cliffs, because it was peaceful. Peace is what our family needed most after walking the high tension wire of 10 surgical procedures following my husband's severe spinal cord injury. There appeared to be no positive outcome on the physical side of life. My husband was still suicidal and on very strong narcotics, and the crystal clear Vermilion was the healer that carried away my anxieties and fears and exchanged them for peace and contentment. I think it helped my husband, too. He used morphine, Oxycontin, Percocet, and a host of other drugs, while I was enduring pain of a different kind, and perhaps even worse. But I had no drugs. Instead, God used the beauty of nature to heal my fractured soul. There is healing in every aspect of nature. You don't have to live in the wilderness to find this healing. All it takes is a few moments of time to savor the moment, wherever you happen to be. The Lakota people once taught me to hug a tree, and that in hugging a tree, you release the negative energy from whatever stress you've been holding on to, and the tree absorbs it, giving back to you positive energy. Creation is full of cycles, flows, and exchanges of energy. For example, humans breathe in oxygen and exhale carbon dioxide. Plants breathe in carbon dioxide and release oxygen. There's a mutually beneficial exchange, a harmony in nature. Or take sunflowers. They absorb heavy metals and radioactive materials, cleansing our ecosystem. See, it's not about worshiping the creation, but learning to respect how our Creator set these systems in place to relieve our stress and to increase our personal enjoyment of our Earth experience. We can work with the Earth instead of against it. You know, life was meant to be a lot easier than we've made it to be. My husband and I were only 40-some years old when life as we had known it ground to a sudden halt. Not only had we lost our jobs and moved to the wilderness after years of medical drama, but we had also exited organized religion. In leaving the institutional church, there's usually an upside-down period of time where you feel the pain of loss, but you don't yet know what to replace it with. Half the time you're second-guessing yourself, and the other half you're running back to the institution seeking an upgrade, a possibly better alternative church. What if the way, the truth, and life itself is found in a person instead of an organized religion? What if that person said you had to become like a child to understand how to walk in the way? What if he doesn't give a hoot if you worship in a building or if your whole life is a worship center? Can it be that knowing God is as simple as walking and talking with Him every day, like a child with her hand in her daddy's hand exploring the world together? What if our simple, everyday life became a spiritual experience? What if every moment became sacred? What if every place became sacred ground? My new church is the whole wide world outside of me and the whole dynamic world inside of me. That doesn't mean I won't attend one of the meetings in a building kind of church. It just means I'm learning to live worship as my lifestyle. And for me, it means that all of life is sacred. No more sacred versus secular. In some ways, it's a challenge to live in freedom. Just as living in the mountains and walking in the wilderness can be challenging. You keep expecting someone to tell you what to do. You have to exercise your own wisdom and discernment, a spiritual muscle that doesn't need to be used very often inside the church system. There is a sacred space within our own hearts, that place where our Father and Christ reside. It's a place of freedom. The kingdom of heaven is within us. It's something I'm only beginning to embrace. And it's a big enough mystery to keep me engaged the rest of my life. Freedom is different than religion. It's making every moment, every space, everything sacred. It's walking and talking with God as a lifestyle. It's experiencing daily provision with the labor of your own hands by the grace of God. It's a wide open space full of lessons to be learned that cannot be found in books unless you write the book yourself. You can never predict who or what will show up to teach you your next lesson. It might be a moonflower, or a sunflower, or your cranky next-door neighbor. It's an earth journey that makes every day exciting. Whatever you stumble upon today holds a life's lesson, a lifetime of lessons, if you stop and take a moment to ponder, to listen, to watch, to walk with God hand in hand. And like children do, we stop, we look and listen to whatever grabs our attention, and we ask our papa questions, and we walk and talk some more, we play, we rest, we share our stories with each other. It's a path of being the church. Perhaps today you'll run into someone who will share their story with you, or who God will have you share your story with them. And all of our stories, like threads, are woven into the grand story, His story. You see, your story matters. Let's write ourselves into a better world, as a writing friend, Esther Emery, once said to me. With all my love, Sue.